I want to welcome you back to Yachts, the Perfect Escape Vehicle. Today we have Stephen Cocroft and Michelle Benaroche, who are considered experts in worldwide cruising and charter yacht management. Charter yacht management is relevant because placing a yacht in charter can be a great way to defray your cost of ownership and of acquisition of the boat. Tell me, what are some of the different types of charter management plans out there?
Well, the most popular one with the larger charter companies is the Guaranteed Income Program. And what this does is you choose the yacht you want. You choose your catamaran or your monohull. Generally, you can choose your location, but sometimes it's dictated to you by the required volume of boats in different locations. What happens is the charter company will guarantee you between 8 and 9% of the full purchase price of the boat annualized. So if you bought a boat for $100,000, you would be getting a guaranteed payment of $8,000 or $9,000 per year. This is net to you. All the operating costs of this vessel are paid for by the charter company. They pay the insurance, they pay the dockage, they pay the maintenance, they pay the turnarounds. The only expense you have, you do have to pay the mortgage. And the mortgage is more than covered by the 8 to 9%. So essentially, once you've paid your deposit and placed your boat, it's a cash neutral situation. You have absolutely no out-of-pocket expenses. There are a couple of other benefits. Obviously, there's no hassle because you don't have to worry about accounting, maintenance, trying to find out if there was a bilge pump installed in your boat. You know, why was it broken? It's all paid for by the charter company. You have worldwide sailing. You're able to exchange your owner time and sail anywhere in the world on the guaranteed program. You get a fixed term, which is great. It's a 55 months generally between, was it 66? I think it's 66 months. And after that, the boat is phased out and it's handed over to you in good shape, fair wear and tear accepted. The downsides are that if the boat does charter a lot and generate a lot of income, it's to the benefit of the charter company. You don't share in the upside. And of course, we spoke earlier about using tax advantages. If the boat is in a guaranteed program, it's passive use, it's being managed, so you wouldn't qualify for any tax benefits in this regard.
Well, but I thought that you could deduct the second home mortgage interest payments unless you're already doing that on a second home.
I believe you can do it. A lot of people already have second homes, but that's something that I would check with your CPA.
Now, let me ask you something. You're saying that for a $100,000 yacht, I could put down, I understand it's typically 25% nowadays, so you'd put down $25,000. That would be your down payment. You get a loan for the balance. You're not going to have any operating expenses for 5 years or so?
Five to five and a half years.
And you can use the guaranteed payment to cover your loan payments, right? Tell me about this.
Yes, the guarantee that you're paid by the charter company will cover your mortgage payment, provided you put down a 25% deposit.
Wow, that's like income real estate, where you're using other people's money to pay your note. So that goes on for 5 years, and then a lot of people do after that? Do they just go to another program, or do they, because, I mean, you still owe, you can't pay off your loan in 5 years, so how would they handle that?
Well, there are a number of ways to deal with that. There are a lot of second-tier charter companies that will take your boat for a second five-year period, also pretty lucrative, although, of course, your maintenance costs go up, and you generally won't get a guarantee. You'll end up being in a performance-type program, which we'll speak about next. The one thing you've got to consider is that you get up to 12 weeks of owner use a year. Let's just say you use four of those weeks To charter a yacht costs anything from $5,000 to $8,000, but let's just take the low end and say it costs $5,000 a week to charter a boat. If you charter for 4 weeks, that's $20,000 value that you're benefiting over and above your guarantee, which is very attractive, especially for people who like to travel and are able to use their boats a lot.
Wow, that sounds pretty good. Now, there are other programs out there. I've heard about these, variable income programs? Michelle, tell us about that.
Well, those programs are typically offered by charter companies that are of smaller size than the larger companies. But basically, it's a program where the owner obviously buys the boat, puts a down payment, like in the other program, gets a mortgage, and splits the income, the total income of the boat, with the charter company. It can be, it varies from 65 to 70% that goes to the owner, and 30 or 35% to the charter company. But the big difference is that the owner pays for all the expenses, docking, maintenance, insurance, et cetera, on top of the mortgage. Usually, the net income to the owner can be slightly higher than the guaranteed income, but the downside is obviously there is no guarantee. So that's the big difference. And also, there is no worldwide sailing exchange program in the variable income. It's only, determined only on your boat at the base where the boat is located.
And in these variable programs, I understand some of them will allow you to take your boat for like 6 months or something. Why don't you tell me about that?
Some companies, not a lot of them, but a few of them in the Caribbean will take the boat in management, and because the typical allocation of time for the owner on the usual variable income is about 6 to 8, 9 weeks on the boat. Some companies will allow the owner to use the boat for 2, 3 months, 5 or even 6 months sometimes out of the year. So that is in the mindset of your escape program. That is a great way for the owner to experience the boat and experience prolonged time on a boat with all the experience that goes with it.
Wow. I had some customers once that bought a boat from me, and they owned a chain of a Dairy Queen restaurants in, I think it was Indiana. So the Dairy Queens were only open for 4 or 5 months out of the year in the warm months, and they had the rest of the year off. So they would work like crazy for those months, and then they'd go down on their boat in the winter in the Caribbean and have a great time. So I guess you could do something similar if you put your boat in a variable program, right?
Yep.
Wow. Okay. Stephen, did you have something to say about that?
Yeah, I just wanted to point out that the performance program where there's income sharing and obviously risk sharing, generally, if you want to get your boat paid down relatively quickly, this is the program that you would want to go for. You'd want to take the boat and put it into a very popular destination where you'd have very high occupancy. And, of course, added to that, we've already discussed the potential tax advantages which your tax professional could advise you on. But between tax advantages and putting the boat into a performance program where you actually are benefit taking the full benefit of the boat working, you can substantially pay your boat down, especially if you plan to go in a first tier for the first five and a second tier for the second five. You'll end up with a pretty much pay down boat at the end of the period. So performance is the program to go to if you really want to get the boat paid for.
Well, and I understand that in some charter companies, they allow you to install extra equipment on the boats. And in other companies, they're very strict about what they allow you to put on there. Can you just talk about that and how that works?
Well, the larger charter companies dictate to you that you have to, in fact, have a specific specification. It's a one-size-fits-all concept where you couldn't even put a cigarette lighter anywhere because everything is exactly the same, so that when they're maintaining these huge fleets, there's absolutely no anomalies whatsoever. Their maintenance can be flawless, and they're able to maintain it with a fixed set of inventory of spares. Other charter companies really like to offer the buyers or the owners the option to spec their boats out, put water makers on, put solar panels on, etc. It's very popular with a lot of people who are going their second time around, where they were forced into a boat the first time, and the second time around they've been able to spec their boat so that when they go cruising, they have the boat of their choice.
Well, we have to take a short break, and we'll be right back. This is Yachts, the perfect escape vehicle, only on Overseas Radio Network.